Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2622, first written June 24th, 2020. Acts 16, verse 28. Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The words found in our verse today kept a man alive. Most know the story. Paul and Silas had been arrested in Philippi for preaching. They were beaten and taken to a jail. Dirty, tired, hurting, and likely bleeding, the apostle and Silas began singing praises to God. It was after midnight. It was the hour to sleep. The other prisoners were listening. An earthquake. Doors opened. Chains fell off. It was a prisoner's dream come true. In the darkness of the night, a massive escape could have taken place. The jailer, feeling that this is what happened and fearing punishment, chooses to end his life. Maybe someone would think he died battling fleeing prisoners. Maybe death on his terms would be better than torture and death on the Romans' terms. Our verse is what Paul shouts out to the jailer. Don't hurt yourself, and here's why. Everyone is still here. No one has escaped. And the profound lesson for all of us is the idea of making a difference. We all wonder about that. Parents wonder if they're getting through to their kids. Teachers wonder if they're making any difference to the classroom. Preachers feel this way. Shepherds feel this way. Am I making a difference in the lives of others? When we do not feel like we are, then we slowly throw in the towel. It's a losing battle, and we conclude that we are not going to win. I remember as a kid playing Little League Baseball and going to the field with its last inning, and we were so far behind that there was no way we could win. One just feels like giving up. What is powerful about Paul and Silas' story is that there was no preaching done to the prisoner. Paul didn't shout out to them to stay put. Their influence, what they were doing, made all the difference. They were watched. They were noticed. They stood out. They were different. And in that setting, they made a difference. Now, here's some thoughts for us to remember. First, it's hard to measure the good that you're doing. The lessons you teach your kids may not surface until years later. Things stick with people that we may never realize. I've had people come to me years later and remind me of something that is said in a class or a sermon. My first thought is, wow, I didn't think you were even listening. But they were. And more than that, it stayed with them. They remembered. We often want to see immediate results. And when we don't, we feel like we're doing something that's not right. We are making no difference, we think. Some have to let these thoughts simmer for a while, like a good soup. It may not surface again until that child is an adult or that person moves away, and then they realize all the truth that you told them. Second, we are not to shine our lights if it's only in an effective way to others. In other words, we are to be positive and godly influence whether the prisoners listen or not. We are not to do what right whether the prisoners stay put or run out the open door. We cannot allow the reaction of others to determine whether or not we ought to do what is right and be a good influence. We must let our light shine at all times. Teens will roll their eyes. Some may grumble. Some may whisper things under their breath. Some may shake their heads and disagree. But you keep shining that light of Jesus Christ. I've heard old men talking about the influence of grandma decades and decades ago. It stuck with them. Something they didn't, at the time, they didn't follow that influence. And years of misery and being in the wilderness, it's that sound influence that calls them back to where they needed to be. A young preacher once asked me, "What do you do when people fall asleep while you're preaching?" I said, "I preach." You must keep doing what is right. Thirdly, it is important that our influence points to Jesus. It's not about us. It's not the singing in the jail cell, but the God that was being glorified. I expect some prisoners may have scoffed when Paul started to sing. Just look at him, bloodied, sitting in the jail. It looks like your God really came through for you, didn't he? Maybe they thought that way, but Paul sang. He continued to sing, and the doors opened and the chains fell. Now those prisoners were seeing something. Now there was something to that God. We must present the Bible accurately and truthfully. Don't fudge the truth to win friends. Don't muddy the message. Don't confuse the facts. Stand upon God's word with confidence and assurance. Bold but kind, accurate but hopeful. We must present Jesus in an honorable fashion. He's the Lord. He's the King. Don't say things that are not true about our Lord. Don't assume what you do not know. Don't sprinkle his holy story with falsehoods. We must present the church realistically. We are people. We are people with a past and people on a journey. We're not all in the same place. We do not all have the same strength. We continually need Jesus. We are not perfect, but we're following the one who is. Don't be ashamed to be different. Don't put a basket over your light. In the darkness, light stands out. In the darkness, light attracts. In the darkness, light makes things clear. We are to be the lights of the world. You are making a difference, even if you do not see it yourself. Thank you so much for listening.